first chance with bleeding stripes. Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began to see their chains were loosed.
You are the light. Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of light, hearts unfold like flowers before thee. Hail thee as the sun above. Clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. With the light, fill us with the light, oh, fill us with the light of
thank and praise the Lord this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's all about Him. Yes. It's not about us. No. It's all about Him. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. gracious good shepherd, do you really know who I am? Gracious good shepherd, will you answer when I call your name? Gracious good shepherd, hear confusion crying out, gracious good shepherd, what little faith I have, I am ashamed. I visualize a manger all freezing and bitter cold. Can you believe the love there? What heavenly sacrifice? Gracious good shepherd, you say you love me, and I love you so. Gracious good shepherd, why for me? Gracious good shepherd, you say you love the lost one. Gracious good shepherd, I believe that I am here. Some tell me the virgin birth is a beautiful ancient tale, but you tell me God's constellation led all to the living world. You hear me now, I love you so. Gracious good shepherd, why for me? These are different times, I'm sure you see. Gracious good shepherd, we need you.
Christ to take a stand.
Everyone, and thank you so much for being here to celebrate with us. We are so excited to see the student choir at its 40th anniversary.
Amen.
What a blessing. I'm going to ask you to bear with us a little bit because in our planning we omitted some names from the list of choir members, and I would ask that they be acknowledged, and so when you hear your name, just raise your hand a little bit. We've got Chiquita Hayes.
Amen.
Class of 74. Joan Cargill, class of 89. Tracy Collins Matthew, also class of 89. Brenda Jones. Marilyn May, class of 69. And Carolyn Mon, class of 12. I also want to take a moment to recognize former and current choir members in the audience. And I would ask that you would stand just a moment. Just people need to know how many we are. Come on now. Is musicians are starting to do some stuff. So we're going to introduce them a little bit later, if we can. What I want to really talk about and take a moment to acknowledge is the fact that we stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. And so I want to take a moment to acknowledge the people who founded the student choir, who sing with us today. So I would ask all the founders, come on, you know who you are. Step on down. No, I want you to step on down. Say thank you. We are your legacy. They are our legacy. You are creating a legacy for others to come after you. And so we thank you. Thank you. Our musicians, those of us who are here, we've got Perry Gardner on the drums. On bass. Lanyard, I am going to make you stand. Stand up, my friend. Keyboards, Lanyard Nix. And David Warr on piano. What we do would not have the same meaning were it not for you. Amen. We are here to minister. It is what we do. It's what we feel called to do. We are sustained by this, and we are sustained by this. And so we thank you for taking time to be with us, to celebrate, to fellowship with us. We will be having a reception at the Black Cultural Center on College Avenue, right over there. You can walk over there. You don't have to move your car. And we invite you all to join us there. In addition, we will have CDs, as Manny's mentioned, to sell. They're only $10 a piece. You can do that. Makes a great gift. Trust me, I've gifted many. We'll have them in the lobby down there of the meeting house and also at the Black Cultural Center. Okay?
Our administrator, let's have a hand. Christina Bolden.
I'm going to tell the story mostly for you guys. Christina told the story today of how she got sucked in to this organization. When they were students, they would come and hear us, and they would say, oh, they're Black alumni on campus? Whoa! We want to know how they got out of here. We need tips. So please use us as mentors and tipsters. And they enjoyed coming and being with us so much, when they graduated, they came to us. And that's what I'm hoping from you guys. Because we've already got class of 12. Where's Carolyn? So we're continuing the legacy, and I told them, you know, only the Lord can sustain this and me, because I don't know how many years I got left of doing this. Well, another 40. I'll probably still have a voice, but not knees, right? We discussed that today. I want to thank you also for coming and supporting us. It's so interesting, as students, we got lots of student support and alumni support and faculty support. We got Karen, who's also a member of the faculty, but also a member of the choir. And we want to continue that tradition. So when these young people have a concert, please come and support them, you know, so that this legacy will continue. I have a sneaking suspicion she's not in the house, because she's probably at the BCC. Yeah. Did she just go out while I was talking?
No, she
wasn't. Oh, okay. Well, we have something for Astrid Devaney, who we call our angel. She is in the alumni relations department here at Swarthmore. And it's one thing to be, you know, engaged with alumni, and, you know, it's your job. But we can all say wholeheartedly, this is not just Astrid's job. This is her calling. And she was loaned to us, this angel, many years ago. And we are so blessed to have her. And I have a little something for her. So come over to the BCC and you can see me present it to her. anything else that I've omitted or overlooked? Well, oh! You know, you got a lot of nerve, and this is a member of the choir. Where are we going to be next? But you know what? Thank you for reminding me. The second week in May, this body is going to China. The CDs that you will be buying today and supporting us go for one purpose. We reinvest in the students here. We've given scholarships to young people in the music department, and the college is kind enough to have supported this trip to China by sending two students with us. One is Carolyn Mon here in the choir, and the other is Jaleesa Roberts. So we know that the college supports and loves what we do, and that we speak well of Swarthmore College when we go abroad. So we'll be ministering for the Lord and representing Swarthmore College. So if you would just pray for the safety of our trip and the success, so that people in China, they asked for this. This is a first. They asked for a Christian choir. It's really an amazing thing. So please pray for our safety and our mission as we go. So if you would just stand, we're going to ask everybody in the audience if they would hold somebody's hand. We want to leave in fellowship, okay? David, could you play God Be With You? NF. Yep. Here we go. Oh, she's here. Okay, then just play softly while... Oh, good. I'm glad you're standing. Hi, Astrid. She didn't get to hear the kind words, but we describe you always as our angel. Not because you've been assigned to us, but because God assigned you to us. And we love you and appreciate you so much. We can never thank you enough. God.